translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Life's desires should never be directed towards sense gratification. Once you desire only a healthy life or self-preservation, since a human being is meant for inquiry about the absolute truth, nothing else should be the goal of one's works. Purport. The completely bewildered material civilization is wrongly directed towards the fulfillment of desires in sense gratification. In such civilization, in all spheres of life, the ultimate end is sense gratification. In politics, social service, altruism, philanthropy, and ultimately in religion or even in salvation, the very same tint of sense gratification is ever increasingly predominant. In the political field, the leaders of men fight with one another to fulfill their personal sense gratification. The voters adore the so-called leaders only when they promise sense gratification. As soon as the voters are dissatisfied in their own sense gratification, they dethrone the leaders. The leaders must always disappoint the voters by not satisfying their senses. The same is applicable in all other fields. No one is serious about the problems of life. Even those who are on the path of salvation desire to become one with the absolute truth and desire to commit spiritual suicide for sense gratification. But the Bhagavatam says that one should not live for sense gratification. One should satisfy the senses only in so much as required for self-preservation and not for sense gratification. Because the body is made of senses, which also require a certain amount of satisfaction, there are regulative directions for satisfaction of sense senses. But the senses are not meant for unrestricted enjoyment. For example, marriage, or the combination of a man and a woman, is necessary for progeny, but it is not meant for sense enjoyment. In the absence of voluntary restraint, there is propaganda for family planning, but foolish men do not know that family planning is automatically executed as soon as there is search after the absolute truth. Seekers of the absolute truth are never allured by unnecessary engagements in sense gratification, because the serious students seeking the absolute truth are always overwhelmed with the work of researching the truth. In every sphere of life, therefore, the ultimate end must be seeking after the absolute truth. And that sort of engagement will make one happy, because he will be less engaged in varieties of sense gratification. And what that absolute truth is explained as follows. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Barakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavascha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunathan Vita Tam Sujivam Sadaita Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam cha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacya Deshatarine. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for giving us this knowledge. So, according to this verse, one does not have to completely neglect one's sense gratification. Prabhupada explains that sense gratification is like salt. There's too much, it's no good. There's too little, it's no good. And you have to have the right amount of salt. And then it's very nice, you see. So one has to take care of one's material body. Krishna has given us this material body. So whatever is required to keep it, as stated here in the verse, healthy life or self-preservation, you see. That's our quota. We're given the quota to maintain the body properly. But to overindulge the body, you see, that's the difficulty. And because the present-day civilization is caught up in the false misidentification with the body, therefore all they know is sense gratification. Therefore, they're very frustrated. They're very, very unhappy people. Because they're putting all their energy into a place where everything's going to be finished, you see. But when one becomes Krishna conscious, he understands, I have an identity beyond this temporary body. I have an eternal identity as the servant of the Supreme Person, Krishna. So let me cultivate that as more important than the bodily needs. Take care of the body, but don't put all the energy in the body. Put my actual energy into reviving my lost loving relationship with Krishna. Because when this body is finished, that identity as the eternal servant of Krishna will not be finished. So one should focus on that which is permanent, not that which is temporary. That's very nice points. The serious students are overwhelmed with the work of researching the truth. This absorption in Krishna consciousness, which is basically uncovering the truth, the absolute truth is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by this activity of devotional service, one actually uncovers his relationship with that person. In other words, Krishna is already there, but we're not experiencing Krishna right now because we're covered by the modes of nature. But by engaging in devotional service, gradually Krishna becomes uncovered, and we experience Krishna in full. So that happiness of reawakening that loving relationship with Krishna is called brahmasaukham. Spiritual happiness. Bhagavatam says, brahmasaukham tvanantam. That spiritual happiness that goes on increasing forever. See? Material happiness always has an ending point, satiation. But this spirit soul's ecstasy of loving relationship with Krishna knows no satiation point. So it goes on increasing, increasing, increasing. You can sit down for a nice prasadam feast. You know, we bring you firsts, seconds, thirds, fourths. No, you see, I'm full. But there's no question of getting full with Krishna consciousness, you see. Firsts, seconds, thirds, fourths, fifths, millionths. I can have a million doses of Krishna consciousness, you see, and never become, oh, I've had enough, no, you see. More Krishna. In fact, the more you taste Krishna, the more your appetite increases. In eating, the appetite goes down, you see. The more you eat, your appetite goes down, you see. But this eating, Krishna consciousness, it goes on increasing, increasing, increasing. So it becomes more relishable with each and every moment. There's no enjoyment like that anywhere in the material world. Even Prabhupada points out the bliss of merging into Brahman. Even that doesn't have this, you see. Because after a while they become disappointed. Even they merge into Brahman, but again they come back, you see. Bhagavatam says they come back again, you see. Because you cannot be satisfied in that position of impersonal oneness, because actually you're an individual person who relishes relationships. So to being frustrated with material relationships, to deny all relationships, may appear to be a relief for some time, but that tendency to have loving relationship cannot be destroyed. It's an inherent part of your nature. So therefore, they're not satisfied with that Brahman realization. Becomes a very unsatisfactory position. So therefore, without being diverted by impersonal realization, we take directly to the pathway of Krishna consciousness, developing a loving relationship with Krishna, that all beautiful, all powerful, all renounced, all wealthy, all famous person, Krishna, is it? Everyone wants to associate with some famous person, some beautiful person, etc. Is it? It's like when some famous person comes, or you go, or even runs, you see, to meet the famous person. Very eager, so some famous person has come. So who is more famous than Krishna? Who is more beautiful? Who is more powerful? Who is more renowned? Who is more wealthy? Who is more... all these things. So how fortunate we are that Srila Prabhupada has given us the method by which we can reestablish our relationship with Krishna. For millions of lifetimes, we've been suffering like anything, being separated from Krishna. Trying to find satisfaction here, satisfaction there. And I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get any satisfaction in the material world, you see. It's not possible. You can't get satisfied here. Absolutely impossible. This is a fish out of water. Can the fish be happy on the land? You may give him a nice Rolls Royce car, a nice beautiful movie star wife, you see. He can't be satisfied. He's a creature of the water. He cannot be satisfied on the land. Just put him back in the water. He'll be very happy. He doesn't need anything fancy. Just throw him back in the water, you see. So Prabhupada has come to throw us back in the water, you see. Here we are foolishly trying to enjoy in this material world, but we cannot enjoy. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible to be satisfied here. No matter what you may be, no matter what you may have, even if you're Lord Brahma, you can't be satisfied here. A non-devotee Brahma, you see. You can only be satisfied by being resituated in the constitutional nature. Jivara Svarupa Hoy Krishnara Nitya Das. You see. So, well, we've learned now what we're supposed to do, so now let's do it. We know we're supposed to become pure devotees with no other desires except pleasing Krishna, with our every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances. So now let's do it. Let's beg Krishna for pure devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear Lord Krishna, my dear Mother Radharani, please engage me in your pure devotional service without any side trips, side tracks, even subtle side tracks into sense gratification. Please free me from it, my dear Krishna, my dear Mother Radharani, please free me from this stuff. It's such a nightmare to still be attracted to the material nature. But for us struggling neophytes, it's a sad reality. We're still attracted to the material nature. My God, we should know better by now. But we're still attracted to it. Those of us who are neophytes like myself, you see, we're still attracted to the material nature. So we have to beg Krishna, please free me from this. Please, Krishna, free me from this nightmare. Please bring me to pure devotional service. Prabhupada told me one time, he said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Wow, it's a pretty high standard. See Krishna face to face. Wow. That means there can't even be a slightest hint of a tinge of a desire for sense enjoyment. To come to that position, being qualified to see Krishna. You see? So how can we achieve that pure state? Well, first thing is you got to desire it. Understanding anything else is a waste of time. Shama eva kevalam. To be a quasi-Krishna conscious, I mean, why be quasi-Krishna conscious? Hovering between Maya and Krishna. Why not become fully Krishna conscious? Premanjana charita bhakti valochanena santaksa daivar hidayesha valoka yanti yang shama shundaram chintya ganasva rupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, and the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts with the eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. Why not hanker for that? You see, beg Krishna. Please, Krishna, please, please, bring me to that state, you see. Where my eyes become tinged with the salve of love, prem anjana, you see. Right now my eyes are tinged with the salve of kama, lust. You see. My eyes are poisoned by the salve of lust. So my dear Lord, please bless me with that salve of prema. Prem Anjana, please, please bless me with that salve of love so I can see you everywhere, you see. Krishna is actually everywhere. Yamam pashati sarvachat sravanshamai pashati tishahana pranashami satchamina pranashati. For one who sees me in everything and everything in me, I've never lost and he's ever lost in me. That's the vision we should cultivate, that I can see Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. You see? Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. That cannot be done just by philosophy, by jnana. It has to be bhakti jnana. One has to be in that mood of love. You see? One has to give up one's independence trip and just say, okay Krishna, now I'm your, as Prabhupada said, now I'm your puppet. You make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. See, that's the position. That's Krishna consciousness. I give up my independence. Now Krishna, I'm yours. Do whatever you want to with me. Doesn't matter. You can embrace me or you can throw me away. Whatever you want to do with me, I belong to you. I come to you with no conditions. When one comes to that state of consciousness that I totally belong to Krishna, whatever he wants to do with me is okay. He can kill me, he can have me live for 50 more years, whatever he wants to do with me is fine. I belong to him, I'm his property. I simply want to please him. Whatever he wants to do with me is fine, you see. That mood liberates one from all anxieties. That state of consciousness puts one into pure bliss. It doesn't matter what happens to me now because I'm seeing everything as Krishna's blessings upon me to bring me closer and closer to him, step by step by step by step by step. The fact is, Krishna is doing everything to get us back to him. Every minute. With each and every one of us. Every one of us is very, very dear to Krishna. And Krishna is doing everything to bring each one of us back to him as soon as possible. We just have to learn how to see the loving hand of Krishna at every step, at every minute of our lives, you see. How Krishna is blessing me, how this situation, that's every situation he's put me in was actually for that purpose of bringing me back to him. So we have a few minutes left. We end at 8:30, I understand. So if there's any questions, I can try to answer them.